This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Nicole, who is that?
That was... Oh, sorry, one second.
Oh, by the way, I did some research, Sarah, on that one product that you like. What's it called again?
Oh, Aesop, my
and
hand
you were,
cream.
As usual, you were right. You're correct that it's from Australia. I'm not sure why it popped up in all Japanese for me. My browsers are weird.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was
the texters did write in and they said, sorry, Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
It's Australian.
That's Australian.
I mean, Sarah's right as usual. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't act like it's, you know, like you're mad about it.
And a lot of people who are also fans of Kissing Australian Style wrote in, too. They like it. They wrote in.
And said, nah, it's too sandy. Anyway, hey, guys, it's hump day. And we were thinking what would be fun, maybe talk to Scott Bubman. Let's get to the news here. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, Stone and Tile Showrooms. That's where we went when we were redoing our kitchen, and everything turned out great. You will love them. They've got 4 Bay Area locations. They're open by appointment, and they're happy to help you sort through all of their huge selection of stuff to help dial your kitchen or remodel, whatever you're doing.
I can't wait to remodel something.
Right.
Use All Natural Stone.
Anyway, they're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. Okay, we now go to Scott Bubman from NBC Bay Area. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Good to see you guys.
Hey, just real quick before we get started. So you've been out reporting on the streets all over the Bay Area and world. And you haven't caught COVID yet, huh?
No.
Good for you.
My fingers are crossed.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we try. Like many businesses, the station is you know, doing what it can and helping us out. And I feel lucky, and we're all very nervous and just careful out there. So, yeah, it's so far so good. Fingers crossed.
I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so right now we've got a couple things, and I'm just going to let you roll through them if you want to, and then we'll just ask questions as you go. But I guess there's an Apple event. And then as a political science major, maybe you can sort out this whole election problem we're having and more, whatever.
Sure, no
go
problem.
Ahead.
All right. Well, so the Apple event was yesterday. The thing that got me the most was that Apple sold more Macs over the last 3 months than in any 3 month period in history. And we're in a recession and a pandemic. So this whole thing now is about working from home and learning, you know, from home.
And doing school from learning. Home. Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. And it turns out a lot of people are buying themselves laptops or desktops, either for themselves or for their kids, because the kids have to have the high-speed connection. It's really rough. So if you have a good machine, great. It turns out PCs and laptops from every company are just selling like crazy. So Apple comes out with some new ones to say, hey, you know, they're going to be faster. The screens are better. They're even on one of them dropping the price to understand that, hey, you've got to get these machines in your house. So I think it's all right now about the work from home thing, which, you know, another thing we saw this week that was optimistic was, hey, we're getting closer to a vaccine. But even in a best case scenario, we're going to be home for a while. We're going to be working home for a while. We're going to be learning from home for a while. So Apple is saying, hey, we got these new machines. They start at $700. Go buy them.
Wow.
Understand that you're out there trying to upgrade your stuff. And that's really the big story right now, is that everyone is doing everything from home.
Right. At my house, I got a new laptop and let that trickle down. So my old laptop went to the kid and she's now using that. And more than once, she's walked over to my laptop, the new one, and goes, wow, this one works so much better than the one I have. Wow. Okay, so you're
seven. Get a job and get your own.
Yeah, I mean, but really, they can tell the difference, and they are using them daily, and they're actually, I wouldn't have even wanted her to be this good on the laptop or on, you know, a device as she is, but they're doing it daily now.
Yeah, and they are getting too good. That's one of the things that we've seen, is everything is screen-related now. And I don't know about you guys, but we're one of those households that tries to regulate screen time. It's impossible to do right now. And so, yeah, everyone's getting too good at this stuff. And it's bad.
If I can tip you guys off to something that happened to us already, and I don't want to burn up your time because I know that you have a few things to get to. But we, of course, she doesn't have her own accounts. So she signed in under mom's name on a couple things as far as the Chrome and the things she's using. And my daughter came up to me and said, Dad, listen, this is a secret between me and you. And I go, okay, go ahead. Mom got me an American Girl doll for my birthday. And I go, how do you know that? And she goes, her email comes right through on my laptop. And I see everything that she's getting. And I saw an American Girl doll. And I clicked on, and it's the one I wanted. And I'm like, okay, first of all, let's not tell mom this.
Oh, my God.
Well, way to keep it a secret, Vin.
Right. So for those of you out there, thank you so much, Sarah. For those of you out there, as you're getting ready to Christmas shop, if your kids are using your account, it's very likely they're going to see what you're purchasing as those receipts come through via email.
Set up a guest account.
Right.
Very good advice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry. I just wanted to point that out as we head into the holidays.
That was actually a few years back. One of Facebook's features is they would tell your friends what you're buying. And embarrassingly, you can imagine what your friends found out you're buying. The real icing on the cake was when someone found out that, you know, her boyfriend had bought an engagement ring, and she found out through a little Facebook post. So Facebook had to kill that off.
Oh, boy. Right. That's
telling everybody, hey, guess what? You just went online to buy. Right.
That's a fail.
Hey, yeah, Sarah spent a lot of time at Lilo. Oh, hello, my friend.
The dildo store.
Dildos are us. This is ridiculous. Why is Vinny spending so much time there?
Wait a minute. Not me. You. Sorry, Scott. You were saying...
No. These warnings are better than anything I have to say about new Macs, believe me. They're crucial, because another thing is, if you're on an ecosystem like Apple, what you do on one computer will show up on something else.
Yes, so, right. All of the things.
Exactly right.
That has broken up marriages and ruined things, et cetera,
et cetera. I'm sure it has.
So $699 for the desktop Mac Mini, $999 is what the MacBook Air starts at, $1299 for the MacBook Pro. Again, these are super quality laptops. Everybody's buying them. You can get laptops a lot cheaper if you go with the Windows model. And every laptop these days is super fast. It will take care of you. It will take care of your kids. But I think a lot of the reason that these are selling so big, especially here in the Bay Area, is all these giant tech companies that are like, hey, COVID's out there. Don't worry about coming into work. We're going to hook you up with great machines. And so right now they're just flying off the shelves. But also, like you said, the kids are using them, and so everybody needs whatever is out there to keep up with what the schools and what work is doing. And so these things are selling a lot. They go on sale. I guess the pre-orders were yesterday. They arrive in stores next Tuesday, and that's the Apple update.
Nice.
Now solve the political problems for us, would you?
Well,
Mr. Poli-Sci.
This is such an interesting time. And a lot of it is happening online, as far as this is how now, you know, President in the White House is communicating, the president-elect and vice president-elect from the Bay Area communicating. And, you know, the election wasn't all that close, not even to take sides, but this was something that everything seemed to just work. It went like it should have. A whole bunch of people showed up to vote, which was just awesome to see. Mm-hmm. And I'm in some ways very surprised that we're at this point of, oh my gosh, are we going to have a peaceful transition? I think we're going to do okay. We have plenty of time to figure this out. But it's just such a weird time that people 20 years from now are going to be studying and say, hey, you guys were alive when this happened and they tried to prove this and it didn't work. And, you know, it's just it's something that I've never seen before. And, you know, we're all about saying we've never seen anything like this.
Unprecedented is for sure one of the words of the year for many reasons, right?
I guess what I really want you to say is that everything's going to be okay. Please just tell me that, even if you're lying. And it felt so good yesterday.
I think everything's going to be okay. It's going to take some time. We're going to have a new president. We're going to have a vaccine. We're going to get back to work. But take care of yourselves because, you know, what can I say? I don't want to editorialize or anything, but wear a mask, be careful, and just be careful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Budman from NBC Scott Bay Area. Budman. We love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. Take it easy.
All Scott right. Budman, another stellar appearance.
As
All
usual.
All right. Let me do a couple things here real quick because my time is short. I did want to do that, though, because I know that I know all about the laptop sales because, like I said, my kid needed one and we didn't have a choice. It was like, all right, I'm not going to be pulling it out of her hands when I need to use it and then giving it back to her while she's in the middle of a school day. So she just had to have one. Anyway, let's see here. So it's Veterans Day, everyone. Thank you, veterans, for
your service
and your sacrifice. And today there are a lot of restaurants out there in the Bay Area and around the nation that are giving out deals. So this is an opportunity for you to grab a meal, a thank you meal from, for example, BJ's Restaurant or Brew House is going to give you a meal. And I'm just running down a few of them. Buffalo Wild Wings, California Pizza Kitchen, Denny's, Dunkies or whatever.
These places have little special things going on for the
Vets. And I can have Bryn post this on our Facebook page. This is, let me just tell you where it's from.
All right.
It's chewboom.com, and there's just a rundown of a bunch of restaurants that are offering deals. I wouldn't doubt that almost all places have deals today. Little Caesar's Pizza, Outback Steakhouse, Starbucks will give you a cup of coffee, and more. So just take a look and go get a thank you meal on the restaurants. They want to give you a free meal. So that's nice. Great, right?
Enjoy your day, veterans. And
it's up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
All right, cool.
It's
thank
so
you.
Fast. All right.
So naming your kid is harder than you think. You find yourself going, you know, one of the easy ways is you go, let's just name this kid a family name. Anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's name Mary. Let's go with that.
Always
that's
like
an easy
that
way to get it done. Sure. But if you, you know, try to come up with something new and you maybe want it to be a little unique, you got to be careful. And we've certainly made mistakes twice. There's no question that
we're talking about. They're perfect names for those girls.
I didn't see Isla coming and I certainly didn't see Eddie coming, but both those names get screwed up royally. So I didn't realize it, but that's how this happens.
Well,
this isn't
get fooled,
that,
you can't
though.
Get fooled
this
again.
Is, these unique names won't have that problem.
All right.
They say here are some of the most unusual names that parents picked for their babies last year, according to the Social Security Admission. All of these names went to more than five babies, but fewer than 10.
Oh, okay. So really rare names.
Really obscure.
All right.
Cinderella.
No one's going to screw that one up.
Mama.
Mama? What the F?
They named their baby Mama.
Who would name their baby Mama?
Dairy.
Dairy?
Dairy.
Like D-A-R-R-Y?
No, D-A-I-R-Y. Dairy.
Oh, Dairy. Huh.
Okay. Iceland.
Iceland?
These are baby names that went to more than five babies, but fewer than 10. MacGyver.
Oh my God, MacGyver's adorable.
Attila.
Attila.
Infant boy.
More than five people.
More than five people named a baby infant boy. Rambo.
Oh, boy.
I kind of like that one. I have to admit.
I'm not opposed
Prince
to Rambo.
Prince Charles. All one word with no capital for the name Charles.
Just
so
Prince
it's
Charles.
Prince Charles is the name.
Prince Charles. That one is dumb.
Subaru. As in the car company. You know the car your kid wants?
Yes.
These are these are some baby names that went to more than five kids, less than 10, but still somehow.
Wow.
Well, there were more than five couples
who have
that
so
said,
many kids that they're just like, yeah, just name it Subaru, you know, just.
I
can't think of any more names. I feel like we've used them all. Like the people who just had 15 kids, they had the girl name picked out all that time, but they have 14 boys. Like, what are all their names? Like, do they devolve into cup and plate?
Fork? I don't know. But, you know, when you go through these names, you really do find your, like, I really like the name Pearl, but then I thought, oh, God, the kids are going to torture that kid.
That's a tough one.
With yucky,
right?
You know, talk in junior high. Okay, we won't. Meanwhile, we go Isla, and everybody calls her Isla. And it's like, great. Well, we missed. I was worried about the gross necklace jokes, and it turns out I couldn't even get it right based on the whatever.
Don't worry about it. People, Isla is becoming a much more popular name, and all she has to do is correct them one time. It's not Isla, it's Isla. People have to do that, you know?
Yeah,
look at Bryn.
You remember,
Bryn made it all the way up to, you know, what are you, 38?
And I still get 37? Brian on the text, and I take
it. Well, the thing is, things autocorrect, you know?
I answer to Brian all the time, or Brandon.
Brain.
Or Bryce, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian. Look at this. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, infant boy is what the hospital puts on the male baby that has been abandoned at the hospital before it is named.
That's sad.
Does that mean that the parent, but they leave it?
I was actually thinking that was that's your kids. If you leave the hospital without having declared the name on the birth certificate, it says baby boy or infant boy or.
That's it. That's it. It's also parents that haven't picked the name yet, and that's the name that got stuck on the birth certificate. Okay. We had a girl at my preschool named Lady because she was another lady to come into the family or something weird like that.
Oh boy.
What?
Because people obviously went, why'd you name her that?
Right. Hi, S&V. Want to ask Bryn about the smart garage system he uses. What brand does he recommend? Our neighbor forgot to close his garage door at night and got ransacked. We would like to be able to open and close ours from our phone to avoid that situation. Thank you.
Wow. I use something called Nex. That's NEXX. And then I just bought one for my father, and that's Chamberlain. It's a MyLink. I think it's Q, Link Q or something like that. Hold on. I'll be back. But Nex is what I use. NEXX.
Well, I think just knowing that technology exists, it sounds like there's, you know, everything's smart these days. Everything you can control from your phone.
My
you
Q is the other one, yeah.
Did you know that you can control your Apple TV with your phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just found that out, and I'm like, this is
like
great.
I feel like those remotes
boom, boom, boom,
are designed to disappear because of the way they're, you know, the size of a piece of gum or something.
Yeah, they're never there. But my phone always is, so it works out great.
I have had to do that as well.
Yeah.
Brown Sugar has the best chicken and waffles you will have ever.
Oh, I could go for some chicken.
So excited for Tanya Holland, 925, but have lived in Oakland over 20 years. Oakland!
Oakland! Oaktown!
Yeah, that's really cool. You said she's getting her own show, right?
Yeah, she's got her own show. I think it's called Tanya's Kitchen Table or something along those lines. But she's
on the
own
network?
On Oprah's own network.
There you go.
And it starts Saturday. Congratulations, Tanya.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vin, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.